six.
Six.
Six big ones.
Six big ones.
Set of six.
Yeah, welcome back to the Dead Set Legends. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Wallen. The big set of six, a chance for Jude and I to ask Wendell all the questions we want to ask around the game of rugby league.
Right, Adele. Benji Marshall joins the Rabbitohs. He's already been praised for his professionalism and he'll bring a bit of X factor. What will his role be at the club?
Look, I think, you know, he'll fill in some spots there. Like, you know, he might play a utility role off the bench there, but there's a special bond between him and Wayne Bennett. Wayne Bennett wanted him there for a reason. What he brings off the field as well, you know, he's a bit of a larrikin, he's very professional, and obviously there's a really real island culture flavour in and around South Sydney and obviously Indigenous culture, but just I think Benji at this age to help some of those young players come through, and I could see already, I think Reynolds posted Instagram yesterday, Benji put his shorts on the wrong way, and already Benji had a bit of a laugh, he's like, you know, that's what he'll bring. I played golf with him a couple of weeks ago, and at that stage, he was so keen to play, but he said, look, to be honest, it's, you know, the Bulldogs will probably... the other club was the Bulldogs or...
The Chookies?
Yeah, the Chooks. Yeah. The Chooks were in the box seat because he texted me and said, I think the Chooks are signed Benji.
Yeah.
So he was happy to go to either. But as he said, Benji said, he goes, my best work will come now, what I do with the young blokes off the field pre-season.
Well, he's got Sam Walker there and other Roosters that would have been perfect. So, so that was disappointing for me.
Righto, reports are floating around Roger Tuivasa-Sheck will leave the Warriors at season's end to pursue an All Blacks jersey. Warriors will almost have $1 million to spend. Who should they be targeting?
Oh, that's a good question. Like, it depends who comes on the market. I know guys like Brimson and that are. But what they need is someone who's going to bring an X factor to their team. Look, I can't really see who they're going to bring, but, like, just losing someone like him, he's such a special talent, and he'll go to the All Blacks, and he'll make it there, but geez, they've got to be real smart. Nathan Brown's he's a good coach, so he knows what to bring. I don't think they need a forward. They need a real classy back that'll get them around the field and do the job.
Got Gus Gould there as well. The
yeah, and Gus, out. I mean, and you know what? Like, it's like a guy like Matt Burton now, I know he's probably looks like going to the Bulldogs, but I'd be targeting Matt Burton because he's a kid. Gun.
He looks strange, Gus, though, in Auckland Warriors gear, New Zealand Warriors gear. He just does.
But see, Brown and Gould will fit perfectly, but Matt Burton, I know, is looking to go to the Bulldogs, but he's the kid that I'd want to get.
Righto, from what you've seen on field and off field, does Mitchell Pearce deserve another year at the Knights, or should the club be looking elsewhere?
Oh, look, I like Mitchell Pearce. I know he's had a few issues off the field, as we all have, but look, I know that the boys at the Knights, they love how he plays. If they look for someone else, you know, I can understand they would, but I think Mitchell's got another good year left in him there.
Okay, what about Cameron Smith? It's nearly February. We still don't know if he's going to play again. I'm like, we called him a pork chop. We called him a flog. You didn't last year, but Jude and I did. Yeah. At some stage, he's got to let someone know what's going on, doesn't he? He's got a responsibility.
I think so. I'm frustrated as a fan too because I look at Harry Grant talking that and like, it's like they might know what's going on, but like, you know, not that we have a right to know, but like it's 2021.
We do have a right to know. Yeah. He's a leading player in our game that we all love, and we want to know what's going on.
Yeah, that's a fair call. Either way, hopefully he doesn't go somewhere else and play on. I'd like to see Cameron Smith retire, but he was playing so good.
Well, so you have no insight?
I have no insight.
Okay, well, you're no interest to us then.
Yeah.
Who was the biggest winner in the off-season?
I think the Titans were. I think the way they recruited, like, and I didn't know that Big Tino was that good until I saw that Origin series. And as you guys know, it was very wrong of me to tip against Queensland. So, and I reckon Cameron Munster was the player of the series. But I tell you what, I reckon Tino was just second to him. Yeah. So
I reckon Brandon Smith might sign there, not for this season, but for the following season. Jeez, the Titans will look good with him there.
But they're building a good culture on the back of guys like Mel. Obviously, Mel was there for the last couple of years. And then obviously Justin Holbrook, who I work with. And I knew that Justin Holbrook had the goods as a coach, but I didn't know he was going to be make it that quick, the transition with those players. So now, they're buying into what he's got.
Let's talk about the Broncos for a second. Anthony Milford's been appointed as captain by Kevy Walters. I am so surprised by that. A bloke who looks like he couldn't give a monkeys that he's playing or not up there, and he's been given the captaincy role. What has Kevy seen that other people haven't seen?
Yeah, well, don't forget, when Milford played his best football back in 2015, when the Broncos lost to the Cowboys, that was 2015, I think, it was the grand final. Mate, Milford played his best football under Kevy. Kevy was on the coaching staff. So Kevy can unlock, I suppose, the special talent of Milford. And I think this is his last year. So, look, I'm going to back Kevy here. You know, you could have made Alex Glenn captain, or you could have made young Carrigan captain. But look, I'll back Kevy here. Milford's been one of my favourite players for a long time. He just hasn't reached his full potential, probably, you know, and hopefully Kevy gets it out of him.
Okay, we're going to talk more about Roger Tuivasa-Sheck and going to the All Blacks in the second hour of the show. Coming up next, though, we're going to speak to the UFC featherweight champion of the world, Alex Volkanovski.